Kalim Perigadala Mishnah Aleph. This kind of shir. So the Kli Kibbo Mach, which is breaks, the halacha is that the only time it's going to be Tamei is has to be Mishnah is going to be Mei Malach Rishina. Kamech is different than Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres has a whole, even if it's not Rei Malach Rishina, it's right for some halacha, it's going to be Kavot Tamei. Hashenken, we're dealing with Kli Machis has to be Mei Malach Rishina. The different cases of a Kli Kibbo, which a matechas, which broke, or got weak, what shirin still needs to be used in order to be considered me malachim, in order to mekavot tuma. It's kedei the malas by you. In order to fill up with it, it's to fill up water from a bear, and if it gets a hole or it's cracked and you can't do it, then it's not going to be mekavot tuma, because that is me malachim, even though it's oisa shemishlachir, it doesn't make a difference. It says, that's why if the handle of the kli breaks, and you can't be shaved with it anymore, it's not mekavot tuma, no bad sin, you can hold a lot of water. But the Maisa would not be Makabal Tuma. Mechim and Kumkum for heating up water, just the Mechim in general is bigger than the Kumkum. So the halacha is that Kumkum is to get the Chavim Boy in order to warm with it, and Mechim to get the Kabal Slan. In this way, and you can't use any more to warm water, if it's possible to put in Slim, then it's going to be Tuma. What's the Pshat? I lechoy was not Mimachtoi. So you have to say the Mechim, even with Chilasa, it says, was used for a slime, therefore it's called Mei Malachtoi, or it's a derech to go ahead and be mishtamish with, to be yakadah for that, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be tamei. The Mishnah, the case of Dilui and Kumkum is tomorrow we get weak, making left as a katanis is tomorrow we get a hole. It would be the opposite, Dilui and Kumkum got nikvu, and the other kelim would be in the seiru, then the Vada the Shirim would be different. The Rambam, in Mishnah, in Sanasanechus Kelim, is not mechalik. He holds a mishnah seif in zvarav. He holds that there's no difference. And obi this year, the mishnah not like the tesefta, which is mechalik. This is a kli nechesh, which is very big, which you warm up water and you put in some more kelim to wash it. If it's still right, the kabel ketanis is a kli kibbol of water. Then it's mei malachta and it's going to be metama. Yaim is a Meshaman, Kim, which we use for Midisyan Meshaman. Some of Kabbatuman is still Royal Malacha. If you've got a hole or a crack that you can't use it for Derech Tashmisham, it's not going to be Kabbatuman. Meshaman is thicker in general than wine. It doesn't go through Derech, through small Nekev. If you have to do Kli, Kumat, whatever it's Mecha for. Relazim Okulim Apritis says that the Midisyan Meshaman, the also Derech going to Apritis, therefore it's going to be Prutus. Kiva Imer. Kiva now discusses Bergei Kli Machis and Nanigim Mimlachta, what's the halacha, Mechusa Chetifa. If it's missing Chetifa, then it's Tame, because the Kli Gamer, even though it doesn't have a Kisei, Kli Tame, Mechusa Chetisha, if it needs like smoothing it out, so it's still going to be Kli Machis, and therefore it's going to be Tarek. And the Kipshuta is talking about the Tchilis Asiyas Kli, the Gumi Kli Machis, which had the Nanigim Mimlachta and Gmitar. Kiva was a Kli Mechusa Chetifa Bavad. And just needs a kisei makam v'tumma. When it needs a tisha, they have to smooth it out, then it's considered mechusa malacha, and it's not going to makam v'tumma. Tain is, what's the pshat that all of a sudden when Kiva starts talking about the tchiyas asiyas kli, what does it have to do with the submission when we're just talking about shavik kli? He says, the shadid of it is, the chazan says, what's he say about kli machis has to be malach v'shayna? He says, kli machis is different than the kelim, because since the tisha v'shay chashiv, it's only mitame when it's royal malacha. Amir, that's the pshat in the sefer of the Mishnah also. The Mishnah is talking about, even though it's about Tchias Yis Kli, but it's the same Yisoid. What's the Yisoid Adavar? That we say that Kli Machis is Chashav, it's only going to be when Shleimim, not when it's Gumle Kelim, and therefore it has to be the Gemara Kli in order to be Betama, and that's the same Yisoid. Bring the Arikiva, which Mechisar Chetiva is going to be Tame, Mechisar Tisha is going to be Tar. The Mishnah, like Perichas Lachalaf, brings the Alach, it doesn't see why Rambam doesn't bring it down. So could be the Siddhadav is the Sefta, which Rashi brings down, the Master Machalik Zakir Rabbanan. The Rabbanan and the Reisha argue. The Pshat Rabbanan will hold them, even Chusatifa is going to be Tara. Why? Because it's Chasan Hashem Sakli. It's like Golmet. And just like Nishpa is Chasan Hashem Sakli is going to be Tara. So to over here, it's going to be Chasan Hashem Sakli. And therefore, that's what Rambam doesn't bring it down, because he holds it's going to be Tara. So you saw in last parak that the eitz mishamis metachas is going to be tamei, metachas mishamis the eitz is going to be tar. So our mishnah discusses a makas al eitz, which you put chalakim makas. The mishnah talks certain situations. One is the metachas of the ikikli, and makas al tumah, and when is the makas considered a dying tar. So makas has a bunch of masmer. Come in, chaziano, you put on the end of it like a little piece of barzel. It's be tamei because the puch is a kikli because you do it in order to hit. Chinam samrei, if you put masmer at the end of the makal in order to hit with it, it's mitamei. Shimon says that no, it's only called tumah when I makas the sarm. You put three sdarm of masmerim. And shenkin, if you do it linoi, it's going to be tar. Ram parak the halacha doesn't say befeirush the din of kmit chizuz is going to be tamei. Because Mishnah says Ram holds as nichol in the din of asa bereishit kmit chizuna, and therefore, that's why he doesn't mention it. It's not first day that the Kesem Mishnah, that the Tana Mishnah says in two things, so why is Ram to be smarter? And it's not the Derech the Ram to match it in the Mishnah. The Rambam had a different gist. He had a gist of Kamin Chazuna Tar. It's that he made like a remoin to hold it, and therefore it's going to be Tar. Menekes, if you make it a Menekes is just to protect it from the makal from the karka. It's not going to be tumah because Shefer is not mishamish the makal. Because Shefer is mishamish the makal. In the case of Dallas, is going to be tar because it's called that the matekas is mishamish the eitz, and therefore the Dallas is going to be tar. This is obviously he's talking about a Dallas, which is metaltal, because if it was karka, either way it won't become tumah. Even if it was a kligamer, because it's mishamish the karka. Basically, the chibulai, if the menekes was a separate kli, and it was really the kabotumba, and now you mechaber it to the delis of the makal, so then it's still, being that it's an eifin which still you can use it in the original way, it's not used from the Torah's kli from kabotumba, it's actually enough of a shini meisa. Terasa, when's the terasa of the menekes to vata the shin kli? Misham, he says, Mishichabel, when you have to ruin the old tzura. It's not ready for shimush. Mishlo says Mishlo Shechaber. Well, as soon as you attach it, because it doesn't lose the same kli even by attaching it. The only way is by destroying the tzura gamri. Mishlo is enough. The fact that you convey it with masmerim, therefore it's gonna be enough. That's not gonna be kabel tuma. This is tuma menikas ready with tamei, and the shayla is when does it come ois tuma? The Rebbe understood a very moedic chiddush. The Rebbe understood the Rambam that if it was tamei, we'll make it ois kabel tuma. It's like a meisah shvi, a meisah teira. But klapei the din of not being mekabel tuma kam abo, that's not going to work. And the Rebbe is bothered by how could be such a thing if it makes it that it's ois kabel tuma. So the chayra was he said it over that it's going to be mekabel tuma kam abo. Well, a counter, it's a mid pasul shabunoi, which people use it in order to make holes in a wall. Kodesh al charesh. Kashim, so these are going to be tamei. They're considered like the tashmish, and it's going to be mekabel tuma. So the chiddush of these in Perek Tazalach design is that these have a shem b'fnei atzmai. Mr. Chrein says the chiddush is not considered mishamish in hakarka. This is made to cut the case, and I think it's called mishamish in hakarka. Kashim is not called mishamish. Shamash and Akaki. Say this Eilim, he says, Hamushkis, he says, Eilim are things we use on the karka in order to tie the oil. He says, Mushkis are the tying the karka in order to tie the Chav Medida. Tameis, because it's not even Kvua, therefore it's considered Tav Metaltal, and therefore it's going to be Tamei. Matachas on Mushkis, which are Medida's karka, that's going to be Tameya. Asuila Eitzim, in order to tie down Chuyas Eitzim, is going to be Tar, because that's called Matechas Meshamash as Eitz. Called the Kli Meshamash as Eitz. I wish we said that Matechas Meshamash as Eitz is Tar, it's not a Kli, which is Tuchalakim, Matechas Eitz. And the Chilik Eitz is Ekim, Matechas Tafel. The Kli, which is made Kulay Matechas, used the Tzarek Eitzim, is considered a Kli Tashmash Gomri Matechas in Kabotoma. The Mishnah Mashal Shalas, which is made for Kshiras Eitzim. And therefore, it's not considered a meisa, just minates them from flying out. And therefore, it's a kirasasim, which is not going to make a kabel tumma. So, Arbor Tvokim, Shakat Nasara. Over there, it's not a couple of things atzma because it's mishtamish the dli. Doesn't seem like atzma, but when it's mechubed the dli, it's tami midin yad. So now the question is, how much is it in yad? So saying, if it's going to be a dli gadol, it's going to be four tvachim next to it. If it's more than that, it's not going to be tami dli because it's not going to be yad. It's not going to be tami. Katan is going to be 10 tvachim. What's the reason why katan is going to be bigger than gadol? Because the gadol is very heavy. If he can't hold it, Shashalas is far away from it, and therefore has to be very close to it. Mashenke, and the Katam was more kal, so he can hold it further away from it, and therefore up to 10 tvachim, that's going to be Tamei. Chamoshan, Pochin is going to be Tamei. The Fachim, which use, you know, people use Mateches, so they put on this Kol Chamar, so if it's made from Mateches, it's going to be Tamei. Something we should put on a masa is called chamar. That's the reason why we call chamar. Megirish has never taken chur. It's going to be tummy. Mashing us on the mat and the mat is going to be tar. So the best part is megir is like a, something like a chur, which would be a kli. So you put it into the chal pesach so it doesn't lose its tuma because it's still after you use like a way it originally was. And even right now it's mechubah, it doesn't come from shamshi karka. It's not a shini mashin, I don't know what about Torah's kli. Only if you convey it, it's going to be Torah. That's why if you do it the opposite way, you do it with malo matas, then you can't be mishtamish anymore. And therefore it's going to be tami. Well, the Rabbi Mash, the one that Mishnah is talking about, the Rabbi Megira really was tami. Now the Shalas, is this a mesa to be mafkir from the tami? But let's say it would be that it was never tame, it was tar, and you want to make it ois clean metal shun makabutumba. Whether it's gonna work, and that's how the Rambam paskins. It says that the Rambam is bothered by Minekisha cover bedalas, Rambam says the opposite. It's nitma is paka, but krimshin nikma is kabutumba. Now he was saying that if you convey it, then it won't be kabutumba. But if it was tame already, so then it still stays tied to him. As he said in Dvar Mitzvah, it says that the Gira, since the Dain, is you can use it the way it is, when in the Dallas, when it's upside down, therefore the Kfiyas is a Kfiyas Gemura. And therefore, consider Kabbalah of Dallas is Pakhmei Tois Kabbalah's Tumma. And Shaken, when there's Tommy already, it's not going to be Pakhmei Tumma, but since the Dain, it's still Roy for Shemesh, it's what it's used for, therefore it's not considered a Shvira. So in Menekes, when it's Kavur Bedelis, you can't use it with the original Shemus. They fix it as Shvira, and therefore it's going to be Ois. Not the Tumah beforehand. But Tumah is not going to be Pakeh because I'm going to take off. The Tarim, all Ksiyam are going to be Tar. It doesn't seem if they Atzma. The only exception was the Mechem, Kishish HaMechem, because therefore, since you use it by itself, therefore it's going to be Tameh. A little bit left Africa because we find in Perek Eves Mishnah Gimel that Kisei Tanei Shereifim is Tame because the Reifim put things in it. But Kisei's Torah even has a base Kibbutz and is now Midli Kibbel. So now he's talking about that parts of the Matakas of Agala which the Shar brings along, Chiv Mekim are going to be Nechidek, which are not going to be Tame. So Tame of Agala. We're going to discuss now on the neck of the sharm or underneath it, and they're made more to help keep the sharm go straight or tie into that gala. This is in the Mishnah, things which they have they do a melacha miyuchad for the atzmai and they have a shemir for the atzmai. So all shamateches. It's a all is a metal rod which you put on the neck of the animal, and through that, you tie the sharm to the agala, and it's a kabbalah tumah. It's like every kli malchus, it's a kabbalah tumah. If it's pshutim, it doesn't need to have a base kibbul. Shriv, size of the yoke, you have wood, which each one has a hole. Two holes, you attach a metal rod, which is called a katriv, and that makes it that the animal can't like get away out of the yoke. A katar is made out of mateches, and that's why it's going to be kabbatumba. But it's going to be tar. I'm a kabbalah sasaratsua. one is called a kanaf, like a kanaf vidayim. At the end of the sides of the catch of the two chatiches of metal, which really separate from the catch, we can separate it. And then made in order to put the ritzuis into the neck of the sharon. The male annoying, the Turek is Metekon Shabbos Ace, which Meshach Rainer says, what do you mean? It's talking about the Katrish Shabbatachas. So Vada is not Metekon Shabbos Ace, it's Shabbos Matachas. Rainer says, you know why it's going to be Tur if it's male annoying, because then it's Tachshit of Kelim, which is going to be Tur. Farzo Tachat Tzave Behema, little metal under the neck of the Behema in order that it shouldn't get strangled from the Ritzuis. In the middle of the yoke, there's a big tabas, which is called a semech. You put the meat, which is on top of the through that you pull the sharm. The sharm pulls the agala. Here is like a shasharet, the saver of the sharm. Here is a upside down, which is on top of the neck of the sharm, underneath the ol. And the purpose of it is to protect the behemoth from the lachats of the ol. Inbol is a parzel which is made for. And a bell is made for Shemir Kol when it moves around. The scenario is like a hook which you put on top of the agala. Another shouldn't fall off. A mass mechaber is kulam. Any master which is made to mechaber. The mechalke of the agala, that's considered the tashmis, and it's going to be mekavatuma. Masimo, which is just made for noi, then it's not going to be mekavatuma. It's not going to chalke in the agala, which is going to be tara, tara shav agala. This says to me that it's talking about agala shalates, because if you have agala shal metechas, it's going to be tamei. If everything which is chubra is going to be tamei, and I can see all these things are going to be tara. Elma is talking about agala shalates, which is tara, and it doesn't base kimmel. And if agala is tara, still, come out of the Mishnah Dala, the Chalukim in the Barzal, which are Mishnah going to be Tami, because it came with the Atzmai. So, what's Tara Shavah Gola? Ol Hamatsupa, if you have a mission before, it's Ma'el Shamateches. If you have Ma'el, which is Ma'itz, and just Shamateches, it says Kob Shadikhleis, and Namakavatuma. Knefimus and Lanoi, the things which are on the side of the catch are just made Lanoi. It's not made for the Ritzuis, the Chisha Behima, the first Namakavatuma. Sheferes, Hamashmir says Hakol. It's just a tachshav bavad, and it's only. It's the kol's very, very low, and therefore it's only Sid Lanoi, and therefore it's an Inval. The Aver, Shevitzad Severi Behemo. Chitim, which I have on the side of the neck of the animal, therefore it's an Avitar. Hasivim Shel Galgal. Around the goggle of the agala, you make a little metal in order that it shouldn't break. So it's not a kabatum because it's not called, it doesn't touch the atzma, it's tougher than the goggle, which is pshuta k'deitz, therefore it's going to be tar. Mishmatachas, you put on the regular behemoth in order that it shouldn't get hurt by the stones, it'd be tame, because being that it's used for a person to drink from them, it's a sham is tar, because it's not a kli kibul. The fact that it's mishamish behima, that's the chesed behima, it's not going to be tamei. But since it's a betacha, it's a kabatum because they use it also during a war. The people were fighting it, taking and used it to drink water. That's Rashi Yumanai Chesem Beis says. In sham, it's not normal to go ahead and use it. It's a kabatum, a sword. When it's a kabatum, mishif shvenu, when you smooth it out. Sak mishif shvenu, after you make it sharp, so therefore it's going to be tummy. So it's talking about a saif or saikon which got rusty, therefore it came tar, it's not roi. The saif comes back to be considered kli after you mshafshif it with a kli miuchet, to machal kakeim, take off the rust, it's going to be a keli. Mashenkin, a saikon is not enough just to be machal kakeim alone, and you need to have a mashchasis in order to take off the chuldah. Because a saif is more with just koyach. Therefore, just if you just smooth it out a little, it's right. Lachdim. Hashem Yisakin Egesh Musa says that it has to be sharp. Therefore, until you make it sharp, it's not going to be tamei. This is all fact. Hold on. Another side of saying chodesh is makabatuma right away at the Sunni Pani Sivik Kivshan, or after cool down for the Mayim Sivik Kivshan, you'll need that. Of the Rash. Skipshute, the Mishnah is talking about the Saif and Sakin, which are new, and Mishnah talks to Wednesdays because they give my blocha, the Saif not Kavatumba, until you should shvena, that you put it in shemini after you take it off. Sakin doesn't need shemin, it's enough that just making it sharp. That's going to tell me which is from blocha. Before it's done, then it's like sitting my blocha. Kisi tanisha matakas, that's my mara, you have a cover of matakas. Matakas, and I have the cover of it. So kisa is not gonna be kabbal tuma. Also by mara, if you made a mara, you do the matar, because it says towards kisa. Chum matamim, chum old, that it comes tummy, because since it's a mara now, therefore it's going to be kabbal tuma. Which I give you the holes, even though you made them, even though you made it to Maris, then it's about to Shem Kisei, and therefore it's going to be Torah. Shavur, what time, when's it going to be Torah? Many Maris with a panim, it's going to be Torah. Rambam says, even if it's attached, it's going to be Torah. Chaz, if you can't really see, it's going to be Torah, because that's going to be Tesefta. What's considered Rav Panim? The Mishnah Kohen says Rav Panim of the Balaam. You're telling that person. Klizayin. Klimat teches, Mishnah Zayin. And then the Chomer goes and Klimachas is Tamei, even though it breaks, you make a Kelim, it's Chazer Tum Yoshana. Therefore, if a Kelim with Kemi Tamei Yomeis, you can Yaza, on Shlish and Shvi, in order to be Metaret. The Mishnah is talking about a case, let's say the Kelim, which is Chazer Tum Yoshana, do you have to wait? Or is it going to be Tars? So, Klimat teches, Metam Metar, and Shvi, and Dere Rilazer. Chomer, I'm sure I'm in Tamei Yoshlem. The case, what's the case? Yishlem, this will be Yoyim. Holds that if you broke it, like the Tumasim, Quinter Velezer, it's gonna think this is a tire. What's the tire? The tire is that you're not gonna have to wait 4 days, and you're gonna be able to go ahead and be the tire right away. Mishnah Gemara Yeshua says no. That's the Apocalypse Shlishi Rishvi. You're always gonna have to wait Shlishi Rishvi. Points out that the Velezer holds like Shungon Mel, holds that Tumi Shana is a Din Dafka and Mace. And so therefore, since you did two times in the Kelim, therefore there's no chastis mechatas. And you make all, you want to wait 4 days. So if you hold that you come to be make all, you say Kelim hotvul, you come to be make all, the best thing oil, so then there'll be no mocking to be make all. The chiddush, the pregnant base of the Gimel, according to Yeshua, has Yakuza Gimushvi, he goes, after you misakin it, you have to do it again twice, and I'm a starf, the hazah before the Shvira to after the Shvira. Mashiach, according to Rilezi, he holds that it's Mitar Shvurim, it's the start of the Tire of the Shvurim to that. And Rishua, the whole thing has to be Bishleiman. And the Rambam, Echa Tesa, that Tazar for Shvir is not going to be Mitar, like, why not? The source of Rishua is that it doesn't offer the days, and the Machu more than that. Echa Tesa, or Machu Tzach, or Viraya. Circling in time of the Rambam. The story of the is that he said to Mishan is that there's a new Tumach Hadash in the Kli. And therefore, he came in Starf before and afterwards. Ches is Mavtech Shal Avucha, Kuva. Like three chalking for it, the Yerach, Sheikh, and Parasas. Nishmatech Akavasai. In the Mokim, which bent, it breaks because it's Tar, because it can't open the door anymore, therefore it's going to be Tar. You do the Matame, why haven't they showed a dime Pseich, why for them? You can use it for them. And it is that which is maybe for them, is that called Meimelachte or not, and that's the machlikus. If the tzur is like a gam, gumay, absanun, if it breaks in the gumay, then it's going to be tar, because you can't use it. Have a chafon in the kavim, it had like teeth or holes, so you open it with that. Nilchavon tamim in the kavim, this is going to be chafim. This is a tavim, it's a pirtzu. Tzarech leizeh, therefore he can be mishnamish at all. Therefore it's going to be tar. Mesenes shechardim, mesenes which you do chardol, shenivis of ashleish in the kavim lamatim. Lev teizeh, it's tar. Because over there, close to the hole, it's not right for anything. Parches, shematechis, It's on the Rechaim, which will make like a funnel. You put in the Techita, the Rosh go inside. Which Matekas is going to be Tamei. It's exactly Tashmish. As that picked up the design has a shiver from the Atzmai. It's next to the Kibbutz because the Chitin goes out of it. That's the reason why it's a shiver from the Atzmai.